begin our time upstairs together. As we gather for this time of worship, I'm going to read parts of Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
nothing does forever. For his good, he is above all things. His love endures forever.
Give thanks.
Give thanks to the Lord.
You never forsake us. That you never change, God. Thank you so much. We're so grateful. And God, we just give thanks to you today. In this time where we mark this Thanksgiving, we just want to give our thanks to you. So let's sing this song. This is an older song. Some of you, it may be new for. You don't do it a lot. But this is a song of Thanksgiving.
Because he's faithful. bring restoration. You bring restoration. You bring restoration to my soul. You bring restoration. You bring restoration. You bring restoration to my soul. Taking my hand, and you call me by your name. You're taking my shame, and in its place, you give me joy. You're taking my by your name. You're taking my shame, and in its place, you give me joy.
You take my morning.
You take my morning, turn it into dancing. You take my weeping, turn it into laughing. You take my mourning, turn it into dancing. You take my sadness, turn it into joy. You take my mourning, turn it into dancing. You take my weeping, turn it into laughing. You take my mourning, turn it into dancing. You take my sadness, turn it into joy.
You bring restoration. You bring restoration to my soul. Restoration. You bring You bring restoration. You bring restoration to my soul. You bring restoration. You bring restoration. You bring restoration to my soul.
You take my morning.
You take my morning, turn it into dancing. You take my weeping, turn it into laughing. You take my mourning, turn it into dancing. You take my sadness, turn it into joy.
Father, you are our joy. You are our restoration. You are our living God. And we worship you. We are humbled in your presence. Lord, we just thank you that we can gather freely in this country. We are thankful. We don't need a holiday to be thankful. We should give thanks every day, Lord, and we do. But at this time of year, we're especially mindful to give thanks and to count our blessings, as we have done, and many have gathered as families and had safe journeys, we pray, and we just pray that you will bless families who have gathered, and we ask your presence in our lives. Father, we pray for Jake Wagner, whom I was able to visit in the hospital earlier this week in Cleveland. Thank you that he went home Tuesday, that his infections and pneumonia are under control, and he has a new caregiver, as his first caregiver had to go to Ghana to be with his ailing father. We just pray for the new situation, that it works out well for Jake. We continue to pray for Harold Godshall, as he needs your healing miracle in the midst of his illness. For Roger, as he continues to mend well from his hip replacement surgery. And Kay Nixdorf, as she continues therapy with her third replacement of that one knee, and that's gone so well. We pray for Sandy Kissinger's grandson, Mason, who very nearly lost his life in a serious accident and has miraculously been coming around, knowing the family, and in spite of some serious head injuries and injuries to his body. We pray for continued healing and no complications. We pray, Lord, that you'll be with Ginny Park, who has gotten pneumonia and is recovering from that. And be with Marco, Megan's friend, whose grandmother fell, Reggie, and had to go to Hershey and is recovering with some serious side effects of that fall. We pray for her healing. And thank you that Emma Gring, who's with us today, is without her cast and that her arm mended well and is moving well. We're grateful for that. We pray for all those on our list that need your healing presence, Lord. Thank you that Denise was able to attend her father's funeral last weekend with her two children and had safe travel, and we are grateful for that. And thank you that Denise has been offered a full-time job in what was a holiday job out at the Bon Ton. We thank you that she has that full-time job with benefits. We're so grateful. We pray, Lord, that you'll be with the family of Alex Miller as they Friday night held a service in his memory, and they were with us last year, regular the children of Alex, who are a regular part of our Bible school for many years. Just bless the grandparents as they take care of these children, and the sister who lives in Ohio. Lord, be with Melanie Bachman and Vicky as Melanie's cousin died just yesterday, and we ask you to comfort them, be present in that. We pray for new life. We're just grateful for Alicia and Ken and Rebecca and Nate and Kristen, Timothy, and any others, Lord, that we may not have listed that are expecting. And we just remember the Weaver family, Mary and Matt, as a few weeks ago they went through a miscarriage. We know that was a precious life. Another child of theirs in glory with you. And we pray, Lord, that you'll be with Mark and Kristen today as they minister at the New Life Church in Marietta, where they've gotten some new support, and we pray for an anointed time there this morning. And we pray for Jerry and Christy Shannon, who have had a leading to return after they go back to Ethiopia and he finishes working in the church, to return here to the U.S. for a season before they make a final decision about going to Turkey or wherever you're leading them. Thank you that they were open to hearing a different prompting from your Spirit as they follow you and are resolved to follow you. We ask your blessing on them and their son, Joshua, who stays here in the States right now ministering. Father, these are just the specific needs we mentioned. There's others in our hearts. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. Help us to pray continually, to be in constant conversation with you through each day, knowing that your presence is there. You never leave us or forsake us. In the presence of your Holy Spirit, and in Jesus' name, amen. If Janelle will come, we, because we're not having a service on Christmas Eve morning, but having one service that day for the that Sunday, and that service is going to be the Christmas Eve service, which we're moving earlier to 6 o'clock. We've decided to bump Advent 1 week earlier. Timothy is starting his Advent preaching series this morning. Actually, on the calendar, the first Sunday in Advent is next week, but we're going to bump everything a week ahead so we can have 4 Sundays in Advent. And Janelle is going to read and light the candle. I'll hold that. You want the mic and not the candle.
All right, so I'm reading Malachi 3, 1 through 4. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messengers of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is the refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and as a purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in the former years.
Lord, we thank you as we mark the beginning of this Advent season here in our church family. Advent meaning coming, and we celebrate your coming in Jesus many, many centuries ago. And yet you come to us every day, every hour, and you come to us in the end. And thank you for your coming. May we be mindful as we go through this season with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. We have expanded the Advent calendar for you on the back of the bulletin. If you take a look at that, you'll notice that we are now listing the Decorating Sunday, which is next week, and that'll be right after worship. Shouldn't take too long, and many hands make light work, as my mother always said. And then we have the Advent Dinner Theater on the 10th. That's always a great time. Who's organizing that this year? Who do we have anybody organizing that? Joanna, does she know that? She's saying no. Somebody's going to organize it. If you want to be in it, you're welcome. We welcome your skit, your song, your talent, your silliness, your seriousness, whatever you want to do. It's a great time. And then, of course, you can read down the list. We have the Christmas kids song. They practice on Tuesday nights. That's in the program. They'll be doing their musical on the 17th in the morning. And then right after that, we're going to have probably a soup and sandwich lunch here and then go out to do Christmas caroling to those who cannot get out. And then, of course, the candlelight that I told you about. So that's exciting. Great time of the year in the Lord. And then the work day is this coming Sunday, or Saturday, the 2nd. Hope you can be there. And that'll be great, too. So thank you all for that. Let's take a moment now to greet one another in the name of the Lord.